No. Membez? Nunbez? Yeah. I thought you said Membez. Oh, sorry. My mistake. All right, Ezuke Vertom, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. Ezuke Vertom. This actually is relatively easy Gemara tonight. Ezu Kever Atom. What is Kever Atom? You know, where you have a suffix, whether there's a grave there or not, and therefore you can be Mako, that you assume that there is no, you assume there was no grave, and if you find out about it after Shechita, even before Zrika, you can continue the process of the Korban, because at the time it was Kever, which is unknown to anybody. Shena or Koshein Adam Zoch, there's no person who remembers that there's a grave there. Maybe you should be suspicious. Maybe somebody else in the world, at the end of the world, knows, because there's interesting language here, very very obscure. Which the way Lieberman interprets, actually the way Pnei Moshe interprets and Lieberman agrees, means that there's a chazaka that a live person deals with a dead person. Becheskas, we assume, hachai, that a live person dealt bechai with the dead person. You know, sometimes dead people are called chaim, you know, beis hachaim. So therefore, if you find a grave, usually by definition that means somebody buried the guy there. So why we don't suspect that somebody somewhere in the world knows about the existence of this grave, right? Why do we assume that it's a kever at the home? So it says, the Gemara says it's about a case where you found the guy broken and crumpled under an avalanche. So it's obvious that nobody actually buried him, but rather he came on his own. That's a kever at the home. Even though it's called a kever, it's not actually a man-made grave, because then you have to suspect that somebody actually put it there, but rather it is a grave which happened as a result of an avalanche or a tragedy of that sort.
Yeah, but what if the man-made grave was made 100 years ago and the person making the grave?
Yeah, I don't know why the Yerushalmi doesn't address that. That's a good question. The Yerushalmi can have a kever tome which is ancient. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know, and that's a good question. I guess Yerushalmi said about one which is, if you find the body, the odds are, or even a skeleton, I guess the odds are that you're finding something towards the surface, which is relatively recent. Okay, Tani, we learned Ein Lachosa Kevratom El Mace Bilvad. There's a Braisa which says there's no concept of Kevratom except by a mace. Hanavela lo, but not by a Kavachomer. But not by a Nevela, sorry. Not by a Nevela. In other words, if you have a Nevela which is buried in the ground, of course there's no concept of an OL over a Nevela, but you have a Nevela which is sticking out of the ground and you don't know if you touch it or not, so there's no Kula of Kevratom. So there's more. No, I don't like that. Kavachomer. Let me tell you, Kavachomer. Umai mace, a mace. Now, everybody changes the gears to next one some way or another. I'm going to change like the Korban Eder does. Umai my mace, shemitame bohel. A mace who's mitame bohel. Even though we have a special chumra by a mace, he's mitame bohel. Nevertheless, we have a kula that. Osa kevratom. That the kula that kevratom, we don't assume we do not take graves which are lost into account. Nevela she'eno isa mishkav, sorry, she'eno matame boel. The nevela which does not become tame boel, obviously is less severe. She'eno din shetasa kevratom is not a kavachomer, that it certainly has the heter of kevratom. If the more severe tumah has the heter of kevratom, something which is unbeknownst, certainly nevela should have that. Says, well, you know, you're right. Laser dover nemar elcha doveres kevratom el ames bilvad. So, ever, why does it say that only a mace makes kevratom? Lohti mishka moshav, as opposed to a zov. The mishka of a moshav of a zov, that does create, that does have a chisorin, that there is no concept of kevratom there. In other words, if you're a mesupak, if you touch something which a zov laid on or sat upon, and nobody knows that this is a mishkav or moshav azov, right? And somehow you found out later on about it. Then we do not invoke the heter of kevratom. Why? Because azov is highly tame, it has a different chumra than a mace. A mace's chumra, of course, is that it's a metame bohel. A zov's chumra is that it's metame mishkav moshav. But since it's kind of a lateral tumah, not a weaker tumah, so therefore the kula of kever tom does not apply to zov. It only applies to mace and those which are weaker than mace, meaning nevela. Of course, the obvious question is sheretz, whether it applies to tumah sheretz. The Gemara doesn't address that. I believe in the Bavli we said that it does apply to tumah sheretz. Similar conclusion to what we reached here. So it says the Gemara, tamatnim, we learned over there. Kol hazvachim, kol hazvachim shekibel doman oine zor. If the blood was received by a zar, a non-kohen, onen, a person who's on the first day of Avelus, tvulyon, a person who just went to the mikvah and it's still before nightfall, mechusar begadim, somebody who's lacking the proper garments, kohen is not wearing the four vestments which he's supposed to wear, mechusar kippurim, somebody who did not was tamei, did not bring the proper garment yet, v'shalo rachutz yadayim raglayim, somebody who did not do rechitzes yadayim raglayim, Orel, the blood was received by a person who's an Orel, uncircumcised. Tomei is a person who's Tomei, Yoshev, if he's sitting, Oymen Agabe came, he's standing on objects, which are a chatita, between the floor and his feet. Agabe Pei was standing, he's sitting on a animal. Agabe Chaveri is standing on his friend's back. All these things are a puzzle. Okay? Now, why are we bringing this down? Because the Romai, the rabbis in the south, quick, which city was in the south? Yeah, but that's not where they were here. They were. So after the Churban, there were nobody, for all intents and purposes, no Jews in Yerushalayim. Lud. Yavne was defunct already since time Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But Lud. So the rabbis in the south Amru betumei tuma ziva betuma saras. They wanted to say achidish. They wanted to say what coin is metame? What coin if he's tamei and receives the blood renders the avoda unfit and the tzitz doesn't help for him? A coin who's a zov or tuma saras on a kayami. Aval betamei mace, if the kohen who becomes mekabel the blood is only to be mace, ain't on mechalo. He doesn't desecrate the avoda. Why? Because the tzitz atones for that type of tumah. Well, me'acher, and why is tumas mace less severe than the other tumas? Me'acher shehuch kruter miklau tumah l'rabim bePesach. Because the masses can do a korban pesach betuma of tumas mace. Mase Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish lidromai. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asked the southerners, "Mayim abayim." It wasn't just a question; it was a scoffing question. He said, "Mayim abayim shei pisa kochon." The owners that you may gave them more authority. Bishar called Tmeil Shabashona, in that if an owner of a korban is tummy the entire year, he can send in his korban, right? The only Pesach is a problem when the owner is tummy. The rest of the year, even an owner is tummy can send his korban into the Beis HaMikdash because he doesn't have to eat it, right? So Mayim with the Bailam Shei Pisa Kolam Bishar Kol Tumas Shabashona, who got the Koicham at Tmei Mase Pesach. Nevertheless, he's not permitted to bring a Korban Pesach if he, as an individual, is Tomei at the time of Pesach. Oved, the Kohen, who does the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, just completely on the tangent, I don't think the Bavli, a Kohen, is ever called an Oved. It's a unique language in the Yerushalmi. Not that it makes a big deal, but big difference. So we've had many times already, Oved, never appears that way in the Bavli. Oved shuratu koicho b'shar tuma shukol shorina, a Kohen who may not serve the rest of the year in tuma, is not forbidden to do so. Aino did shatura koicho b'tmei meis pesach, certainly if he's tmei meis by korban pesach, or by any other korban, by inference, it certainly is avodah should be possible. Of course, says Ishlokish, I'm not, tumutra b'tibur is not relevant here. That's a completely distinct and unique phenomenon. When we look at the concept of Tumah in and of itself, we should say a Kavachomer, the exact opposite of Dromoi. Dromoi wanted to say that Tumas Meis is not Mechal Avodah. On the contrary, if by an owner who can't send in his korbanos, he cannot send in his korban Pesach when he's Tameh, certainly an Oved who may not be Oved Betumah, the other korbanos of the year, he may not be Oved Betumah on the korban Pesach, and by extrapolation, we owe other to korbanos he works on, he is defiled and is Mechal. Vote, and furthermore, if you don't like my Kavach Homer, says Rish Lakish, Shoshana Rebbe taught us, HaTumah Tutsitz Meratze Al Tumas HaDam. Tutsitz atones for the Tumah of the blood. And Tutsitz Meratze Bet Al Tumas HaGuv. The Tutsitz is not atoned for Tumas HaGuv, the Tumah of the body of the Kohen. Intame, we had this raised several times in the past few blocks. Intame, Rebbe Tome, Tumah Ziva, Tumah Tzaras, and Kamina. Maybe you want to say, well, that which the tzitz is not Maratza on the Tumah of the body, it's only if the guy is Tome as a Zov, or Tome with Tzaras, Lesi Ochil. You can't say that. The Tzina, it says explicitly, Tumas Tahoim Atzitz Maratza. It says that vis-a-vis Tumas Tahoim, the tzitz appeases for the korban. Sounds like only that Tumas Meis, the much lighter Tumas Meis of Tumas Atom, and that the tzitz works. But the tzitz does not work for the more severe Tumas Meis, where it's a known Tumah, the kever was known, that remains beyond the purview, not like the Romoi. Says the one, Ma Avdin Lei Dromoi. Taka. What is the Dromoi going to say about the statement of Rebbe, which sounds like the tzitz not maratza on Tumas Aguf at all. So says Mar, the Dromoi Patin Lei Bebailin. Dromoi say that this is talking about when the Bailin became Tumas Tumasaguf, that the tzitz is not maratza them. Of course, this would be Pesach, right? By the oil of Kabbalah stress here, it don't matter if the Bailim are Tomei or not. But when the Bailim come Tomei on Tumas, the Tumas Meis on Pesach, Yechidim, not at Tzibur, that the Tzitz is not Meratzah for them. I bought in a Nazir. Wait a minute. By Nazir, it says, it also mentions Nazir says here in the Mishnah in our Mishnah it says that a Nazir, where is our Mishnah way back when it says back on Nunav Amrav, it says that a Nazir will suppose that Tzitz Maratzo Tumas Dam Vena Tzitz Maratzo Tumas Aguf. So you just wanted to say that it's talking about the Bailin, right? To Romoi, wanted to say it's talking about the owners becoming Tomei, and Tzitz not Meratz on them, because the Romoi holds that Tzitz is Meratz on the Kohen who's Oved, if he's Tomei to Masbeitz, it's just not on the owner. Says the one, I don't, but wait a minute, what are you going to do with that Mishnah? Vatnina Nazir, it's mentioned Nazir in our Mishnah. Now, what are you going to say about the Nazir? The Nazir, what kind of the way the Korban Eder puts it, you want to say that the tzitz is being maratz on him, on the Nazir, who's the owner of the Korban? Let's say it does, but the halacha is that a Nazir Tomei brings to different korbanos than a Nazir Tohar, right? We're talking about a Nazir who's assumed to be Tohar, and he brought certain korbanos because his Nazirus was over. You want to say that the tzitz is meratz is korbanos? Fine and dandy. But that doesn't do you any good, because the Nazir who's Tomei has to bring other korbanos than a Nazir who's Tor. It's a completely different end game. So therefore, when it says that the tzitz is meratz in the Mishnah for a Nazir, it can't be going on him as a Bailim. It must be going on the Kohen who does the Avodah. The Nazir is an Tor Nazir, and that's why his korbanos are the same. Right? It's going on the Kohen who does the Avodah. And it says there that the Kohen who does the Avodah, the tzitz is Meratzah for him, right? And it says there, the tzitz is only Meratzah for Tumas HaTohim. It's not Meratzah for Tumas Meis Mamish. So therefore, we see a raya against the dromoi, right? Again, v'atzinina nazir. So say the Yerushalmi says even the dromoi up a creek, they must say that when it says that in our Mishnah that the tzitzis maratza tumas atahoyim by a nazir pachin lebaivdin. That's got to go by the Kohanim. It cannot go on the Bailim. Again, the Karmelita's logic is compelling because of the Bailim, it doesn't help. So it's Meratza, but it's the wrong Korban. So you're barking up the wrong tree. What good does it do? It's Meratza. So it must be that it's going on where the Kohen became Tame. So the Dromoi really have a Doichat situation. By the case of Pesach, they say that the Tzitz is being Meratza on the owner, right? The tzitzis being meratza on the owner because, from their perspective, it wouldn't just be kever at the home, which the tzitzis should work for the oivdim. It should also be for the for absolute bona fide full blown tumas meis, right? So therefore, they have to say if the mishnah is only using the heter of tzitzis for tumas toiv, it must be talking about for the owners, not for the kohanim. But by nazir, they can't say it's going on the owners. Because by nazir, even the owners are merutza, but they have to bring another korban. So what does it do? You're married to them in the wrong korban. So there, the dromoi have to turn around and say that the mishnah is once again talking about the kohen. Right? The thing is, again, it's very doichak because if it's going back on the kohen, so going to dromoi, so it's not just kever at the home. Remember, they're mati full blown tumas meis based on the heter of tzitz. So they have to really use gazillion bulldozers and sledgehammers on this one, and say that no, what it really means to say is that by Pesach, where it's going on the bailim, so then we're only mati tumas at home. But by nazir, what's going on in the Kohanim, we're matir based on the tzitz, not just tumas atahom, but even tumas based mamish, which really is like putting large elephants into small eyes of needles in the Mishnah. Okay? Now, daita de Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, of course, lo shani yoiv dinim bailim. There's no difference between the owners and he bailim yoiv dinim. So there's no difference between the owners and the Kohanim. The tzitz always works for tumas dam and never works for tumas aguf. Right? Where Tumas Aguf doesn't work. Of course, by all the Karbonic except for Pesach, it's a moot point. It doesn't matter if the owner's Tomei Tumas Aguf. But by Pesach, where it makes a difference, it doesn't help the tzitz, only for Kever Toim. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, HaRezakav HaChom Shish Lov Tshuva. They're rushing to the rescue of the Dromoi here. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I can resuscitate the Dromoi. Your Kav HaChom is not a good Kav HaChomer. Again, what was your Kav HaChomer? B'nai Reish Lakish Kav HaChomer says, if Bailim, the rest of the year, could send in to their Korbanos, yet they may not bring Korbanos when they're Tomei Tumas Meis on Pesach. So Kav HaChomer, the Kohanim, who cannot serve Betuma the rest of the year, their Avoida must be improper mechulo if they're oive betumas meis on Pesach or any other korban. That was Reish Lakish's Kav HaChomer. One more time. If the Bailim the rest of the year can send their korbanos betuma, but on Pesach they can't send their korbanos betuma, it doesn't work. So the Kohen who can't work ever betuma, alachas kamakama that if he does work betuma, that where tuma is not hutra betzibur, that it's mechal davoida. So says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I don't like your Kav HaChomer. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, raise the Kav HaChomer, sheesh lav tshuva. There's the Kav HaChomer, which there is a refutation. Dino yochli meima, the dromoi can say, lay to Reish Lakish. Loim amartu v'baylim shura koicha mezakim mechoyle. You know, the reason why by the Bailim, their tome, the tzitz doesn't help for them, is because there's a limitation on the owners, and the proof of that pudding is that a zokin or a chole, an old man or a sick man, cannot bring a korban Pesach. So therefore, I say a tomei tumas meis can't bring a korban Pesach, even with the benefit of the tzitz. However, by kohanim, I have no such limitation. Toimar be'oved she pisa koyecha bezokin v'chole. An old kohen or a sick kohen can't do the avoda. So perhaps the Tmei Meis also is the Vekoyin's Tmei Meis Zavoida, the Tzitz works for him. Yeah, sure, it's only Levim work part. Not Kohanim. Sure, he can do that, as long as he can stand, you know. So he can do that, Vekoyin. Now this is of course a very, 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 very strange refutation of Kal Vachomer. But we see that in one way, the Kohanim have a kula, and therefore I say that you wanted to say if by the Bailim were a Kal, Tumas Mace is so Chomer. Certainly by the Kohanim were more Chomer, Tumas Mace is very Chomer. No, Kohanim are more Kal in one respect too, in that a Choyle Zokin can be Yavid as a Kohen. But the Kal Vachomer is non void. Mam Rabbi Chananya. Chananya and Rabbi Chananya can say, I too can refute to Reish Lokin's Kal Vachomer. I raise the Kal Vachomer Shish Lo Tshuva. How so? The Yachim Mei Malay. The Drum. It's a nice echo here tonight. Everybody's at the Tell's dinner except us.
You see the Holy Sheep is there tonight.
So the Dromoi can respond to Reish Lakish. So the same idea. By owners, if he has kids or avodim in his house who didn't have yet a bris milah makvina, so they impede him from making korban pesach. A chumra, right? That chumra does not apply to the kohanim. Toim rabbeinu emilas chorav avodim makvina. So if a kohen has got male children or avodim who have not yet had a bris milah, he can still do avodah. So we see that there's a kula also by the kohanim. So again, it's a very, very light refutation. But that's the idea, that perhaps by kohanim, there's a kula over the bialim, and perhaps tuma is a terrible, devastating blow. Tumas Meis, terribly devastating blow to the bialim, and they can bring up based on the circumstances. But perhaps the kohen, who has a kula in other ways, that if they have non-circumcised chorim and avodim, they can still do the avoda. Perhaps Tumas Meis is not doesn't mevato their avoda. It's not mechal their avoda. Perhaps the tzitz is meratze. The kol kavachomer sheishul have tshuva bato kavachomer. Rabbi Yitzhak bar Gufta boy kumi Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Yitzhak bar Gufta. This question is back on Gufzik Nedoro. We're back attacking the Dromoi. Rabbi Yitzhak bar Gufta boy kumi Rabbi Mona. He asked in front of Rabbi Mona. Ilu Yana, he says, I understand. Ilu Yochi be Pesach. We're an individual on Pesach. Lame minat Tzibur. Were we to learn him out from the Tzibur be Pesach? That, in other words, Tzibur, Tumotra B'Tzibur. So were we to able to see by Yachid, who was Tomei, that his Pesach is B'dievet okay? So then I could say, Oyved Shari Moshe Shari, Lomi Minat Tzibur Pesach. I could say also, and Oyved, who's Tomei Tumas Meis, you learn out from the Tzibur on Pesach, that just that also, that even though it's not Mutter, but the Tzitz is Meratze. But that's not the case. What happens to Yochid who's Tomei on Pesach? Goes to Pesach Sheni. So therefore, maybe the Kohen who's Tomei also is Avod is no good. In other words, where there's some loophole I could find by an individual who's Oyved Betuma on Pesach, not by an individual who's not Oyved, by an violent individual who's Tomei on Pesach, then I could extrapolate from there and understand that so too the Kohen who's Oyved, there's a loophole, the Tzitzis Meratze. But it's airtight, there are no loopholes by the Bailin. If an owner is Tomei, that's it, he's Nitzchet Pesach Sheni. So therefore, where do you Dromoi have a precedent to say that the Kohen who's Oyved has a loophole that the Tzitz is Meratz on his Tumas Meis? Anything beyond Tumas Tom, there's no precedent for. Rabbi Ami boy, Rabbi Ami asks questions Ziknei Dodoro. Hahein Tomei, it says in Masech Tzvachim, in Mishnayos, which you brought down Ram Rav, the one Ziknei Dromoi we're discussing, it says that Tomei, who did the Avodah, is Mechalolet. So Tomei is Mechabal, the Dam is Mechalolet, the Avodah. So he says, that Tomei, Matavidle, what are you guys, the Ziknei, the Dromoi, how are you going to touch up that word Tomei? Are you going to say it's talking about Tumas Ziva, of the Tumas Saras? Are you going to say it's talking about, which you must say, Because you can't say it applies to Tumas Meis, because you are Tumas Meis to Tzitzis Meratze. So what are you going to say? It's talking about a guy who's a Zov or a Metzora. Come on! V'atzi, it says later in the same Mishnah, Mechusorei Kapora! It says that if somebody who's lacking Kapora, his Avodah as a Kohen is no good. Im Mishetova u'mechalel. This is the Metzora Zov who went away to the mikveh. He just hasn't brought his Karbonos. So if once he goes to the mikveh, he's already mechalo, he's mechalo. It does not go without saying that when he's full-blown tamei, he's mechalo. In other words, if you're that tamei, you're not saying it's tamei meis, but tamei zav or mitzvah, it's superfluous. It's full yom, can't be yoyvid. Certainly the tamei can't be yoyvid. Furthermore, it ain't full yom. It says also in the Mishnah over there that it's full yom. His avoid is no good. What are you going to say it's talking about? The Tfuyom in Ameis? What Tfuyom are you talking about? It can't be talking about Zav or Metzora, because Zav or Metzora, we know that Zav or Metzora needs Kabonas, the Mulchus of Kippurim, besides being Tfuyom. So what must we talk about? Must be talking about Tfuyom in Ameis. So Issa Chamei. So let's learn out from that. Come, let us see. Tmei meis ainu mechalel. If a tmei meis is not mechalel, lo koshkin tful yom in a meis, not a kavachom, and tful yom is not metame. So how can the Mishnah go on and say that a tful yom is mechalel the avoida? If a meis is not mechalel the avoida, makes no sense to say tful yom is mechalel the avoida. So the whole thing makes no sense. So says the Gemara, el tful yom in asheretz. So maybe, what are you going to answer, Ziknei Dorom? Let me answer for you, Dromoy. You'll say, no, that's what you say about Sharetz. Right? It's a Tvulyom from a Sharetz. Ein Achanami, a mace is not, Tantoy mace is not Mechal Avoida. And a Tvulyom from a Sharetz is not Mechal Avoida. Right? It's not a Kavachomer because they're not necessarily similar. Tamei mace is not Mechal. Tamei Sharetz is, if it's Tamei Tvulyom, of a sheretz, I might say he's not mechalo. That's why the Mishnah has to say that he is mechalo. So this might still understand. El tfuyom min sheretz yisachamei, tfuyom min ameis eno mechalo. If it's tfuyom min ameis, still, you guys, zikne the dromoi, makes no sense in logic. You guys say tmei meis is not mechalo. So tfuyom from tmei meis is certainly not mechalo, right? Because he's even better, right? So tfuyom min sheretz is much lighter than either of them. So certainly he shouldn't be mechalel. So the whole concept of tful yom in that Mishnah makes no sense according to you guys. Where should you ever have a tful yom? Was mechalel avoida? Tful yom meis not mechalel because the meis himself is not mechalel. Tful yom meshetz is lighter than tful yom meis. That he shouldn't be mechalel as well, right? Isa chamei tful yom in a meis mechalel. Koshkei tful yom in a sheretz. On Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yudon. Rabbi Shmuel says name Rav Yudon. Achidish. Magoy is love it. No, it's a different kind of tful yom. Not a Tfuyom Ameis, not a Tfuyom Sheretz. Of course, great, it's a Dromoi, those are not Mechal Zavoida. It's a Tfuyom who touched the Zov. A guy who touches the Zov, or Mishkav Zov, or Moshe Zov, he's Tomei Ado Erev. He's Tomei till nightfall. So his Tfuyom, even if he's Tavels, so his Tfuyom, he's Mechal Zavoida. Because on Zov, there are no loopholes. And since on Zov there are no loopholes, even on a Magazov, who's a Tful Yom, there are no loopholes as well. Hagam, that his tumor is lighter than the tumor of a mace, and it's lighter than, and even lighter than the tumor of a Tful, well, it's tantamount to Tful Yom a mace, but nevertheless, since it starts from Tumor Ziva, and Tumor Ziva has no loopholes, even a guy who touched the Zov and stomach till nightfall, he has a Tful Yom till nightfall, he is Mechal Avoid if he does it. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabban the Kesarin Patri Kulubazov. Rabban the Kesarin, in order to learn the Mishnah and Zvachim according to the Dromoi, they learned the entire Mishnah story about Zav. Yeah, cool. It's very cool what they do. Gotta give them A+ for creativity. Tuyoim Shiroach. That's a Zav who saw once. It was a Baal Keri, right? So he's a Tvulyom. He goes to make his Tome till nightfall, right? First Mishnah and Chas. May Messiah Koyim Ochlim Betrumi Shosh, May Messiah Koyim Tishmaim Bishosh, Koyim Nech, Chlossin Lechel Betrumi, they're Koyim Bali Keri. They tell me till nightfall. So he's the Tvul Yom. The Tvul Yom of one, he saw once. Tomei, what's a Tomei? Take out the next word, mace, it's superfluous, it's wrong. Tomei Shirosh Tai. Says Tomei, it's talking about a Zov Katan, who saw twice, who's Tomei for 7 days, but doesn't have to bring Karbanos. Mechuse Kippurim, that's Shirosh Shalosh. That he saw three times, and then besides having to toivel the end of 7 days, he also doesn't bring Karbanos. So that Mishnah is talking all about Zovim of various different sorts, and that's where the Mechal Avoida, because it's not, it's because its main mace does not, according to Dromoi, is not Mechal Avoida. That's talking about all about Zovim. Al Daiti de Dromoi, according to Dromoi, we learn out Mago Zov Kazov, that whatever the Zov touches, like the Zov himself. How do we know that? Where's the source of that? In other words, a person who touched the Zov is Mechal Avoida just like the Zov himself. Where do you see such a thing? It says more, it's a logic, and this is a cool logic. Another cool thing. Shmei Me'adah. Zom Rabbi Lezer said, Kishem, I think it's B'shem, sorry. B'shem Rabbi Yosha, name Rabbi Yosha. V'nos Aaron Savona Kodeshim. It says Aaron should bear with the tzitz the Avera of the Kodeshim, which means Avon Kravim, the Avera of the objects and of the entities in Beis HaMikdash, meaning the blood and the meat, v'lo avon makrivin, not the avera, however, of the sacrificers, right? And Reish Lakish held, no matter what their tumor is, the tzitz is never merata on any tumor which the Kohanim have. The Dromoi draw a distinction. They say, what avon makrivim does the tzitz not work for? That doesn't work for the avon makrivim when it is too much zov. When it's too much mace, it does work, right? So sad, but that says the Yerushalmi, avon makrivim, lo avon makrivim, ma avon makrivim. What's the avon makrivim that it's mechaper for? Dam zov? Is it the blood of a zov? Of course not, right? The animal's blood can't become zov blood. There's no such thing. It's a meaningless term. Rather, lo magozov. All the when it says in pasuk that v'nasaronas avona kadoshim, it's talking about the blood which is zov touched, right? So we see that magozov is a psul in the blood. Because again, but the blood itself is not blood ziva, it's the blood which is zav touched in the course of his avoda. So the kavasa, so to what when it says that the tzitz is maratze for the krivim and not the makrivim, what's the avona makrivim, the avoda makrivim for which is the tzitz is not maratze, magazov, whatever the zav touched, meaning a kohen who was touched by a zav. He is not atoned for by the tzitz. Again, all this according to Dromoi. Truth is, Reish Lakish say the same thing. That Magozov is the tzitz is not Maratze. But the Dromoi had to say that in order to explain who the Tful Yom discussed in the Mishnah Tzvachim are, is the same that a person who was touched by a Zov. And this teaches us also vis-a-vis Korin Pesach, if the Tzibor was Tomei, none of them were Zovim, but they all touched Zovim. My guy Zavos or Zavos, and also Tuma. Tuma is not Hutra B'tzibor in that, because Tuma is only Hutra B'tzibor if it's Tumas Mace, not Tumas Zov. Even though it's a lighter Tuma, it's you touch the Zov, but nevertheless, the bottom line is anything on the continuum of Zov, even a lighter Tuma of Zov. It's not Doicha Pesach. It's not Doicha Tumah. We don't say too much Rebetzi or Vizibi Pesach. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. No, never Zov. We never discuss Magazov in the Bavli. We discuss Zovim itself. That we'll have later on. But they absolutely. Need Mashalim Arubo. If the entire Korin Pesach, or the majority of Korin Pesach, becomes Tomei, Sarma Solifni Abira. So you burn in front of the base of Mikdash Me'atzeh Me'arachah from the wood of the Mizbeach. Nidma Miyutah, what if minority of the Korban became Tomei, or a Noitzah, there's some left over. Sayyidina Sobechadzor Seim, you burn it in your own courtyard, or Gogo Seim, or on your rooftop, Me'atzeh Atzeh, for your own personal supply of wood. Hatzikonim, the stingy fellows, Sarvino, so even if they had a minority or a noisar, Sarvino Solifneb, or they used to burn it in front of the base, Amikdash, Bishul Lehenos Miatsi Miracle, so they didn't have to pay out of their own pocket. They used the base Amikdash wood in order to sort of burn their own Karbonos Psulim. Right, Chaim Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. Now the Gemara is a little bit mixed up. Things are a little bit out of order here. Rabbi Chaim Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, Rechina said, "Kepaisimo l'odia shekil kabo." The reason why we burn the Karbonos in front of the Beis Hamikdash, if the whole thing became tamei or its majority, is in order to embarrass the guy, in order to show, look, this guy was careless and negligent with his Korban Pesach. He should be ashamed and degraded. Now, let's say the guy said he wants to burn the Korban Pesach in front of the Beis Hamikdash, but bring his own wood. Tzadik. He wants to bring his own wood, not use the wood of the Beis Hamikdash. Ain't shom, no, we don't listen to him. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Not yet. Lo tzurka da. Now, this is going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Gemara. Lo tzurka da ela. I'm reading it as if the contractions weren't there. That which Rabbi Yisrochina said, lo parsimo, lo diash kilkabo, is only to tell us if a guy says, I'm a rain surfer, I'll gag me, atzi atzmi. A person says, no, I don't want to use the wood of the base of Mikdash, I want to burn it at home. I'm a tzaddik, I want to use my own wood. The word next two words is superfluous, koshke, that has no meaning. Ain't shoving lo. We don't listen to him. Why? Because we want to embarrass him. That's what Rabbi Chaim Baruch was telling him. A guy says, I don't want to use the wood of my roch, I'll do it at home. Say, no, we want to embarrass you in public. So you come and you bring it to the bureau. Now, Rabbi Hilo said, why? All right, so let him bring it, but why can't he bring his own wood from home? We make it bringable, but the next statement, why can't he bring his own wood? He'll be embarrassed to bring his own wood. What's so terrible? So it says a very interesting answer. Lo dia labo achrav shu tzaikon. No. Because that way we won't be able to know who the stingy guys are. Because each guy will be down with kafskus, he brings his own wood, right? This way we'll know that the guys who would sorev nosar are stingy. Because we know that nobody brings their own wood. And we want to try and avoid having nosar people coming and burning their korbanos in front. So we people can bring their own wood. So of course he's going to take advantage. And he's going to say, because then you'll say, everybody will got me the cops will say, I brought my own wood. This way we say, nobody brings their own wood. So to try and deter the cheapskates for taking advantage of the situation and being sneaking in and coming and burn from the outside bureau. Okay? Teilucha. Should know that this is important to us. We nowhere do we ever call people cheapskates. We call it tzavachlei tzaykot, and here you call them a cheapskate. And we want to make sure that appellation sticks in order to prevent people from coming and burning noiser in front of the marocha as much as possible. Okay. Kalei kelu bachsone. Now this gemara is totally out of place. It doesn't belong here. Makes no sense. It's just thrown here in the middle. And this is, as Korban Eder brings down, this is from elsewhere in the Masechta, where it says that if somebody left Yerushalayim, this is an Achsanoi in Yerushalayim, him too, we let him burn his Korbanos which are posel, or Yotze outside the Yerushalayim, we let him burn them for the Matzei and Marocha. Okay? But it's not really relevant to our story. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now, just a little bit of a historical issue. Why was the base of Mikdash called Bira? Mitoloy Oime Barabais. Because there was a tower on the Arabais, Loyokori Bira. And that was called Bira, so they called the base of Mikdash Bira because they had one tower. Roshim Elohim Sherman, no. Kol Arabais Kori Bira. The entire Arabais is called Bira, which in modern Hebrew, of course, means the capital. Also in the old Hebrew meant that, Shushan Abira. Lasos Akov, Limnos Abira Shachinosi. Because the Pazdiv Rayom says that the base of Mikdash is called the capital of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when we say the word Bira, it's not referring to a specific tower, it's referring to the entire base of Mikdash. Alright, not that important. HaPesach Shiyotzo Shinitmo. A Pesach which left the precincts of the of Yerushalayim, Yisrael Miyak can be burnt already on Yisrael on Yudalit. on the 14th day. Nidma Baili Moshe Mesu. What about if the owners became tummy or they died? Tuber Tzura, so then you have to wait till it becomes nicer. Because that's not such a great psul. That's what the Yushami calls a psul machshir. Right? A psul which only a quasi psul, so therefore you need the additional psul of nicer to burn it. Then only Yotze Beitza Sreifa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokomer, if there are no owners, Api Sar Miyad, that too is burnt immediately. Shein Lo Ochlim, or Korm Pesa, which has no Ochlim, is the same thing as a Psul Aguf. It's not a Psul Machshir. It's not a quasi Psul. It's a full blown Psul, and therefore you burn immediately. You don't have to wait till it becomes Noser. Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia taught that we learned Bryce's name of Chia. Now the next two words are obviously transposed. Nobody fixes them, but I don't know why not. It's so obvious. It should be Tanachia Pigul Psul Aguf. Obviously, Pigul is a Psul Aguf, right? That means the whole carb is rendered unfit. It needs to start from Miyad. It's burnt immediately. Nidmu Baili Moshe Mesu. If the owners become Tamei or they die, that's the Tanakam said Psul Machshir. So machshir means it's quasi-pasul, pasul kosher. So therefore, ton surah, it's gotta become noser if it can burn it. Rabbi Yisra, it said, that was Rabbi Chiyah Bryce. So Rabbi Yisra said, that's our Mishnah. Masnisam rakei. Pesach shiyotzo shenidma, a Pesach which left the base, a Mishnah became tame, left Yushalayim became tame. Psulagufu. It's psulagufu, and he said, yeah, it's burnt immediately. Nidmu abayli Moshe Mesu, if the owners became tummy or died, psul machshir, it's a quasi psul, the tone sur, and that's why it has to wait till it becomes noisy. Right, Rabbi Ugushay, Rabbi Zachanina said, Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Shnei Mamu Dover Echad. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka both said the same thing. What's that? That if it has no eaters, it's a psul aguf and it's burnt immediately. Where Rabbi Nechemya say that? A very interesting parallel. The Tani Arba Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya said, now the word v'chi, Lieberman takes that over here and puts on the next line and changes it to v'chule. And I'll do that for you. It's very cute. Tani Rabbi Nechemya, mivnei aninus nisraf. The karba, when by not of an aviu, when they burnt the karbonos, not of an aviu. Right. Aaron and Lozani Tamar all need Onanim.
You said none of Aviv were.
Oh, no. They were dead. And Lozani Tamar and Aaron were Onanim. So they can't eat the carbon, right? Yeah. So they can't eat the carbon. So they can't eat the carbon. So therefore, Rabbi Nechemya says it was burnt immediately because of that, because he holds, a moment the carbon loses all its eaters, because no quantum in the world could eat it then, right? Now, Baruch Hashem, there weren't any more quantum, but then there are only three quantum in the world. So no quantum can eat it, so therefore, it's burnt immediately, because it's psul aguf. So you see, Yosef, like, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Mishnah, whenever the carbon has no ochlim, that's a psul aguf, it's burnt immediately. Now, there in the bright, now here, Lieberman puts in the word v'chule, because there are other tanoim whose names are not mentioned, the carbon eater brings down who they are. Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon both say, v'olo nisar el minei atuma, not true. It was burnt because they became tummy. Shilam ibnei anina nisraf. If it was burnt because of aninus, hayishloshisar. They had a tradition that only the soyer of Rosh Chodesh was burnt, not the other two sirim which were bought on that day. So, but if it was because of aninus, they all three should have been burnt, not just one which was tummy, not just one of them, all three should be burnt. Dabach, another interpretation, another question they had in Rabbi Nechemya. V'lo pinchas hayimoyem. They held Pinchas already coming back then. So, okay, Elazar and Itamar and Aaron were knowing him. What about Pinchas? He wasn't knowing him. He was only a nephew. So he could have eaten it, right? Dabrach, another kasher b'chemia, v'alomutzer l'achlubeir. They could have eaten it that night. Why they burn it now? And there's no aninus at night. They would have eaten it at night. It would have been fine. So say, I'll die through b'chemia. So, and furthermore, one more additional kasher. Al Daidra Mechemi is Sarif. Oh, actually, turning for the first question. Al Daidra Mechemi is Sarif. It should be Eshloishtam, the carbonate says. Burn all three taka. Says, I'm going to start writing Mechemi, Eshloishtam, Nisrafu. What's your question? Mechemi taka holds, all three were burnt. Hoyelo Pinchas Loch. Oh, that was you asked Mechemi that Pinchas should have eaten. Vadayelo Nismana Kohen. Right, I mean, Mechemi holds his only point in Kohen after the Maisa with Zimri and Cosby. In favor by Midwar. The word kuddle is a mistake. It wasn't a coin period. Ah, v'ayelu l'arun lechum biber. This is the third kashi asked for him to let Aaron eat that night. So Rabbi Nechemi, I need to slide the Torah. He holds that you're eating at night midaraisa, and therefore they couldn't eat even the following night. Right, because they still have the Havelus daraisa as a full day and night, according to them. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, Of Rabbi Yisagli, Kedekavason. Rabbi Yisagli also holds like Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon arguing Rabbi Nechemia, but Lieberman says he's not brought down here. That's the end of that sugya. Now we go to another sugya. See it, we learned over there. Chatashkibal Dovim Shnei Kosos. This is a very interesting one. I don't know if we'll get finished tonight. But Chatashkibal Dovim Shnei Kosos. You have a chatas, you accepted its blood in two cups. Now, this is the idiot factor. You should not have done this, but you did this. You accepted its blood in two cups. Let's say one of the cups leaves the Beis HaMikdash, which is, of course, also that it's possible. Hapnimi kosher, one which remains inside remains kosher. When you took one of the cups of a korban that's supposed to be done in the outer courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash into the Heichal. You took it into the Heichal. Then Rabbi Yisrael Machshir Bechitzon. Rabbi Yisrael says the outer one is still kosher. Chachamim says it becomes possible. Very interesting. Why is that? Why is going to discuss it? Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Umayim b'makom shir." I understand you guys. Umayim b'makom shir machshava poselas b'chutz. A place where thought passes outside means that if you thought to do the shchid to zrika sadam outside the Beis HaMikdash it passes. Nevertheless, if you take the blood physically outside the Beis HaMikdash, loss of bar mishura kayetze, that which is left inside Beis HaMikdash, not be composed like that which is left the Beis HaMikdash. Malkum she'emach shava poselis, if taking the blood inside, if you thought erroneously to throw blood inside the heichal, it doesn't passel the carbon. Carbon is still kosher, but the heaven. Right? So there, Eino Din Shlo Nasam Shur Kenichlas is not a Kavachomer, that whatever didn't enter the Heichal does not become possible. I understand why you possible in one case and not in the other. Now, that's one statement. Nichlas Lechaper. What if you actually went into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Heichal, in order to be Mechaper with the blood, but you weren't actually mechaper with it. You didn't actually throw the blood in on the inside. So anir afal pishalo keeper puzzle. According to Rabban, in the long lines of Rabban who say it's puzzle, even you didn't actually throw the blood. You just brought it into the echo, it's already puzzle to Rabbi Lezer, correct Rabbi Lezer. Abshimer actually chaper. Rabbi Shimon says it's not considered to passel the blood which remained outside the heichal until you actually threw the blood on the inside. It's the actual throwing which renders the blood on the outside unfit. Rabbi Yirmiyahu immediately it should be shogeg, kosher. Depends if you brought it intentionally or unintentionally. If you brought it in intentionally, even if you didn't actually yet throw it, it's kosher. If you brought it unintentionally, as long as you didn't yet throw it, it remains the stuff which remains outside the other coast. Remains kosher. Kadomim psulim sheninu agabim mizbech. Any blood which is pasul, which is placed in the mizbech, lohurtzu atzitz atzitz doesn't help for elatame, only for tuma. Meaning, shatzitz meratzal elatame. The tzitz makes blood which is tame acceptable. Vein meratzal yotze. But if the blood left the proper precincts, then the tzitz does not render acceptable. Even b'diavad, the carbon is pasul, no good. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Now, Rabbi Lezer, this is the end of a brisa. Now the Gemara analyzes. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Tail chashu psul machshir Rabbi Yosigui. You should know that when lomdish thing Rabbi Lezer says. You should know when blood leaves the proper precincts. It's a psul machshir, not a psul aguf. Meaning the blood which actually left the precinct, it's not fully possible, it's only quasi possible. Because were it to be fully possible, then whatever blood remained in place should become possible as well. It's interesting as far as Rabbi Lezer comes up with. He says, the only reason we can say that the blood which did not enter the Eichel remains okay, or the blood which was not Yetzel Lechutz remains okay, blood which remained in the proper location, because the blood which exited went to the improper location is only a psul makshir, so a quasi pusul. Whereas to be a psul aguf, fully pusul, then whatever blood remains behind also should be pusul, and the whole carbon should render unfit. Now, I don't know where he got that lumdus from, but he's saying if it's a psul aguf, so it extends to whatever blood remains behind. Which is interesting, as far as that's what he says. He says, Telechashu psul makshir, basically, it should be chavero mi bachutz kosher. The vahu is superfluous. It means that whatever didn't go into the echel is still kosher. On the other hand, Telechashu psul aguf karabaran. Like Rabbanan, when blood enters the echel, that's a psul aguf. Because they say the blood which remained in the proper location outside the echel is possible. So I was calling them psul aguf. Rabbanan darshin. Now, how did Rabbanan know this for? How do they know that it's so that the, when part of the blood enters the echel, then the whole thing is possible? Because as we Rabbanan they darshin the pasuk, it says when Moshe came to Aaron and complained that they burnt the carbon, he says, Hein lo uva is dama al kodesh pnim. He said to Aaron, why did you burn the carbon? The blood didn't go inside. Now that sounds like the word to have gone inside, it's possible. Rabbanan darshin they shalom nichnas miksas dama lifnim. Since none of the blood entered the heichal, therefore chotoch luso. That's why you guys should have eaten it, said Moshe. Ha'im nichnas miksas gomel ifnim, but were even part of the blood to have entered the Kodesh, then, says Moshe Taron, I understand, yofi asisim shes harafta. Then I would have understood that he was subverted, it makes sense. Rabbi Yosef, Darsh is the same pasuk, definitely says, M'nei shalom nichnas kol dol tomel ifnim, achotoch luso. Moshe said, Taron, if he took a little bit of its blood inside the heichal, still, as long as some of the blood was the outside, he should have eaten it. Hoim nichlas kol dama lifnim, you often have seen some shes harafta. Only if all the blood would have entered the Beis HaMikdash proper, the heichal proper, would have understood why you burnt it. My time of the Rabbana. Where did Rabbana learn out this from? That's how they dash the pasuk in Vayikra, the discussion in Moshe, not about why they burnt the carbon the day when Nadab Avihu died. But what's the source of Rabbanan? It says, V'chol chatas asher yuva dama midama. Any chatas whose blood is brought into the base, into the echel, afilu miksas dama, means even part of its blood. Midama, even a little bit of its blood, that already renders it possible. My time with the Rabbi Yisagli, what's the lodge Rabbi Yisagli? He learned back from the cave discussion from Moshe Aaron. Hey, lo vaz etz dama al kodesh pnima. It has to be the entire blood. If it's not the entire blood, so forget it. Now, so as long as it's not the entire blood, it still remains kosher. Now, the Lieberman takes out the next word and a half. It takes out kadah did. But it's what's interesting is, Taka, what does Rabbi Yisagli do with the pasuk though in Vayikra Vav? Says Chol Chatas Asher Yuva Midama Pnima Beish Tisarif. Sounds like even a little blood goes in, the whole carpet's got to be burnt. So Rabbi Yisrael learns Kolin Yisayin Amadam Bel Poyim and Yisrofim Yisrim and Yisrofim. This is talking about where a carbon where the blood was supposed to be brought inside. We have such carbonos, Parhelim Davar, other carbonos. The blood actually supposed to be brought inside. And say in a blood carbon where the blood's supposed to be brought inside, and it's brought inside Kedin, that you burn the carbon. It's a, so that carbon is not consumed. It's burnt by Kohanim. It's taka burnt. It's not talking about carbon which went awry. It's talking about carbon which was well done validly, and that unique type of carbon. And I will pour my service here in the Sufim. Lita lame lota sel chilos. I'm telling you, you're forbidden to eat them. Ulamit shepsulem the Sufim base of bira. And to tell you that if they become puzzle, that they're burnt in the base of mikdash. Amlo, not outside the base of Mikdash, is other psulimar. Amlo, so they said, Minayil chatashim nichlas midom alifnim tehei psula. I understand, for where do you learn then that a chatas whose blood is brought erroneously into the base of Mikdash, that it's psul? Says Mar, lo minadein korea. He answers, not from that psul. I learned from the psul by not even Aviyu. I don't learn out from this psul. Don't bother me. Hey, lo vo el esak to domala kodesh pnima. Hey, no mer elami domala. midoma el kol doma. That pasuk which says heilo vas kolsh es doma el kolsh miwa means only oino mer midoma el kol doma. The Rabbi Yosef says it's talking about all the blood, not part of the blood. Tshuva Rabbi Kiva shomer midoma velo kol doma. That is the response to Rabbi Kiva, who really is the rabbanan. In other words, you should know that that rabbanan who argued basically, that's Rabbi Akiva, who says even a part of the blood comes in, already renders the carbon unfit. Rabbi Yosef argues on him because he's the rabbanan who are his plukta, bar plukta in this issue. So the bottom line is that Rabbi Yosef learns that the Yosef and rabbanan have a tremendous machlokas in the pasuk in Vayikra Vav, where it's talking about a carbon which is possible or a carbon which is kosher. It's a tremendous machlokas from Shat. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.